may remember, but we'll try.
The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up David, a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the Lord. In those days, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what the Lord shall call her, the Lord our justice. The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
Lord, I lift up my soul, my God.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, my God.
Your ways, O Lord, to me, teach me your paths, guide me in your truth, for you are my God, and for you I will wait.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
The Lord, he shows us the way. He guides the meek to justice. He teaches the humble to follow his ways.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
Lord is kindness to those who are true. Your friendship is with those who love you. You reveal to them your word.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
Second reading is a reading of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his holy ones. Amen. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you should conduct yourself to please God, and as you are conducting yourself, you do so even more. For you know that what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. There will be signs in the sun, the moon and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that they catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. How are you? Really? Good. I'm irritated this morning. I'm one of those moods. You ever get in those? That's me today. But as we get there, we got to focus on not us, not how we feel, not what we're thinking, but on God. And here, for our parish, we're focusing on the theme for our parish in this year, as we begin a new church year, is new beginnings. And that's why we have the booklet back there. Encourage you, those of you online, can download it as soon as you go to stjoesbol.org. Right as soon as you get there, it says download the Jesse Tree booklet. That's this. You can download a PDF, and you'll get the exact same thing and can follow along with us every day. And so we'll be doing this every day together. I just made 100 more of these. I put these together. I was folding them right between masses, so I was just got done over here. So they're not perfect. They're not stapled, but you can take them. But the reality is it explains what we're going to be doing. And so in the beginning, this is the thing that's on the Jesse Tree. That's going to be what we're doing. We encourage everybody to do a Jesse Tree at their homes. And you can go down and download the ornaments, and you can have your kids cower them, or you can do these ones that are already cowered. But the first one today is a dead stump with a sprout coming out of it to show the newness of life and the hope that God wants to give us. Every year when we light the first candle of the Advent wreath, the first candle is called the Hope Candle. And it's got to be the place of hope. And church and Christ needs to be our place of hope. And often we get caught up into the things of the world and what's going on in the world. And, you know, it's like worse here now than ever since coronavirus started. I just lost one of my kids this past week from PrEP. He was 38 years old to COVID. We've lost a lot of people in this parish. We've had a lot of people in the hospitals. We've had a lot of people that are struggling. And that's where we get to the gospel today, because Jesus says it's going to get worse. Aren't you excited? Jesus says people will die of fright in anticipation of what's going to come upon the world. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in glory. Now you do realize everyone's going to see the same Jesus. Some people, when they see Jesus coming, are going to run in fear and die of fright. Other people, when they see Jesus coming, they're going to be smiling from ear to ear. Welcome, Jesus. It's the same face of Christ for everyone. But how we are in relationship or not will be how we reflect, how we stand before God. Jesus says, stand erect, because the Son of Man is coming. Now, how are we going to do that? What is the key of that? Like I told you in dealing with my mother a couple weeks ago, I sat there and we talked about her going to heaven. And she says, and I says, everybody's on the other side, Mom, that you know. And she says, well, I'm not going to jump up and down, you know, and get ready to go over there. I'm just not ready. This was Monday. So I went and I says, well, you'll be ready here. Now, tomorrow we put her, last week I moved all her stuff into the home. Tomorrow I go back down to Pittsburgh, and we move her into the home, which will be hard because she's not allowed to see us, and we're not allowed to see her for 2 weeks to try to get her to make the adjustment. But anyway, she says, I'm not ready, and I'm not going to be jumping up and down to go to the other side. Well, she's not going to have much to say about it. Like, none of us have anything really to say about it. And the only way for us to prepare for that is, we have it on the cup we gave you last year, and it's from Padre Pio, and it says, pray, hope, no, pretty good. Thanks, Ed, you were wrong on that time. Pray, hope, and don't worry. Padre Pio say it, pray, hope, and don't worry. So, how do we have hope? How we get new beginnings? Because we must be people of prayer. You know that the people... Always, if you come to me and I say to you, do you pray every day, and you say no, what happens? I bombard you. I beat you. I yell and I scream at you. Why? Because prayer is more important than breathing. Again, if you and I aren't in this intimacy with God every day, if Jesus comes today, we're going to go screaming. I'm not ready. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not ready, Lord. Well, sorry. I'm a-coming. So the most intimate thing we must do as a community, as individuals, as a world, is we must have committed prayer. And again, not just saying prayers. Please. I say my rosary every day, Father. Whoopee-doo. Are you talking to God? Are you meditating on that? Are you meditating on the mysteries? Are you just saying your rosary while you're doing something else to get it in because I'm a good person? You and I need this intimacy with God if we're ever going to get a new beginning in our life. We need to be listening to God every single day, to be asking him, and then listening, shutting up long enough so we can hear him. I speak about this all the time, do I not? I'm sure you get tired of hearing it, but still, people come. Do you pray every day? Oh, no, I try. Not here. There's no excuse for none of us to be praying every day, is there? If we don't pray every day, it says because God's not our priority. It's just that simple. Well, I pray most days. He's not your priority. You don't not eat most days. You eat every day, right? So those of us eat every day love food more than we love God if we don't pray every day. We must pray. So if we're going to get a new beginning, if we're going to get hope, if we're not going to worry, it all must be on prayer, period, comma, end of all paragraphs. We must be people who pray. Don't try. Pray. Second thing, when he says hope, hope is only can happen when we have the mind of God. And the mind of God can only happen when we pray, right? Because then we start seeing things the way God sees things and not the way we see things or CNN sees things or Fox News sees things or what this doctor sees things or that doctor sees things or all the people who agree with me, all of us who live in our little echo chambers because we only listen to the truth that we believe in. Nobody else has truth except me and the people I believe. I'm not open to other things. And so that's not the mind of God. That's the mind of the world. Even if it's a conservative mind, it's a mind of the world. Unless we have the mind of Christ. And the only place to get the mind of Christ is in prayer. So that means we got to shut up when we pray and ask him for his mind, to ask him to see things the way he sees things. It's just that simple. So again, like that's when people go crazy and we talk about Pope Francis and the way seeing things the way the Pope does. Oh, no, no, he's not of God. Well, let me give you a hint. If it comes between you and the Pope, you're wrong. Sorry. You can listen to any echo chamber you want. But you're 100% wrong. Sorry. Listen to the mind of God. Pray. These people that go against the Pope don't know God. They don't even know who God is. They don't have a prayer. They just listen to what other people say. Better not be anybody here. But I'm just saying, we need to have hope and bring hope to the world, bring hope to the poor, bring hope to our communities, to bring the hope of God. Not the judgment of God, the hope of God. That means we need to have the mind of God if we're going to be people of hope. And that means we have to change the way we look at things. Again, my old kid who I had, it died at 38 this week. Who's the most one blessed? The one that dies at 38 or the one that dies at 98? 38 if we have hope. Like I said again to my mother, and I've told you this last week too, heaven's nicer than Erie or Pittsburgh or anywhere. But until we start looking at things from the eternal perspective, we're always going to be judging the world from this perspective. And this perspective is not the perspective of God. So we need to be hope by having the mind of God and re-looking at things the way God sees things, not the way I see things. Very important, and that's for me too. For me too, of course. The last thing it says, don't worry. The only way you and I cannot worry is if we live in the very will of God in our life. Not think, but we do live in the will of God. Again, I told you this just this last month, that Francis, the story of, it's in my surrender book, Francis was hoeing his garden one day, and he says, Francis, what if you knew you were going to die in an hour, what would you do? Keep hoeing my garden. Why? Because he was in the will of God. If I was to come to you and say, okay, people, you'll be dead in an hour, what are you going to do? Stay right here, Father, because this is God's will for me. Whatever it is, we got to make sure that we're doing God's will every day, every day, every part of every day. And that comes from this listening in our prayer, that God, I want to please you today. I want to do your will today. You show me what your will is, and I will do it. And then you sit there long enough so you do that. So when Padre Pio tells us today, pray, hope, and don't worry, that'll only happen is if we begin this year, we begin again. See where you're at. Take inventory as we start this new year. Am I a person who listens and have committed daily prayer? If not, this is the day for the rest of your life. Commit yourself. I will never again, ever miss one day in prayer, because I don't want Father Larry to kill me in confession, but also because I don't want to displease God in any way. You got it? You get it? Are you going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us